Thank you for calling the golf course at Heather Ridge. Please listen closely as our options have changed. Dial 1 for the Pro Shop. Please hold through the extended delay. Dial 2 for Noonan's Sports Bar and Grill. Dial 3 for Noonan's Cafe and Pub. Dial 4 for Noonan's Event Center. Or dial 5 for accounting. Thank you again for calling the golf course at Heather Ridge, and enjoy the rest of your day.
One moment, please.
This is Larry.
Hey, Larry, is Dick there?
I'm sorry?
Is Dick there?
How can I assist?
I'm looking to speak to an office manager or a CFO or a controller or something like that regarding some
financing.
One
of the owners.
Sorry, what was that?
I'm one of the owners. Dick Jurgensen is no longer with us.
Oh, okay. I had him down here as my point of contact at the golf club at Heather Ridge.
He's passed away.
Oh, really? I'm sorry to hear that. Let me change that.
It happened in 2009.
Oh, really? A while back. Oh.
So how can I assist?
I was actually just looking to follow up based on...
Follow up?
Yeah.
You're 10 years later.
Oh, I know. No, with the business.
Okay.
Not with,
well,
no, no, no.
Punctual. Great tickle.
No, no. Follow up with the business, not with him himself.
Okay.
Yeah.
But you know, the business longer exists.
The golf club at Heather Ridge?
Yeah, it doesn't exist as the golf club at Heather Ridge any longer. It was
bought
and sold.
Oh, okay then.
Heather Ridge Golf Course now.
Heather Ridge Golf
Course.
Not
that it's changed much. Heather Ridge Golf Course, yeah.
So just the name.
So what are you trying to
sell
me?
Okay, then. Let's just get down to it since you're already nice enough to know what I'm doing. Basically, I was following up on a pre-approved finance offer that was mailed to that location. Is it still 13521 East?
Iliff,
okay, yeah, Iliff Avenue. Yeah, based on some financing that was done with the company, I don't know if it was in 2013, was this
so
still...
The company is gone. As far as Dick Jurgensen goes, it's now owned by a metro district. You're talking about the golf course, essentially, right?
Essentially, yes.
Okay, yeah. The golf course is completely financed, over and done with.
Uh-huh.
We've got $2 million in the bank. The golf course has got $400,000 in the bank.
Oh, okay.
So, what do you want? What are you trying to sell me?
Basically, what I was trying to sell you is equipment financing and working capital. Have you ever done a working capital loan before?
We've got $2 million in the bank. Why would and got $400,000 in the bank?
You have
for the
no reason to do it.
No. Why would we?
You keep
it's
telling
like,
me you have.
You guys
want to
borrow money from us? Yeah, it's like.
What are your rates?
Yeah, exactly. So no, as far as borrowing money, yeah, we'll never need to do it.
Ever. Okay.
What it amounts to is we're a metro district, so the metro district is all taxes. So it's all the homeowners that own the golf course,
right?
Finance the debt on the golf course and finance the operation.
Oh, wow.
And the golf course is run by the operation of the cash flow that we generate from the golf course.
That's one hell of a business plan.
This will be here for,
ever.
You know, if you've got any kids, your great-great-great-grandchildren, this golf course will still be here.
Wow, okay. Very, very good business plan. Good for you guys, you know.
We're very fortunate.
Talk to many like that. You guys have
We got 1,127 owners that decided to buy the golf course.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
My only problem is...
Yeah.
I have 1,127 bosses.
That's what happens when you split the price, huh?
Exactly. You split it up, it gets a little crazy. So
exactly. You don't
know. Yeah. Hey, we appreciate the phone call, but I think we're good to go.
Absolutely, absolutely.
And you might want to take us off your list.
Absolutely. No, I will. I'll definitely do that. I'll make some changes right now for you.
All right. Hey, take care. Good luck. I hope you enjoyed the conversation.
I actually did very much so.
Okay, good luck.
Thank
take
you.
Care.
Thank you very much. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.